Good day, brothers and sisters, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, we shall give a summary of all that we have heard on our subject this week, in awake or slumber. Which one are you? We've learned on the first day on Paul's description of being slumber, having the spirit of slumber. He said, God hath given them, Israel, the spirit of slumber. And what is it, being in the spirit of slumber? Paul said, they have eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear. Amen. So we can identify people who are spiritually sleeping by these characteristics, by this nature. They don't have eyes to see spiritual things. Neither they have ears to hear what the Spirit says. They might be in longer period of time in churches with the saints, but they haven't seen nor heard anything. There is no life or genuine faith. Of course, those who are awake have long been seeing and hearing God in his still small voice in their life. Amen. And another, the Lord Jesus made mention about staying awake and being on guard when he said to the disciples, take heed, watch, and pray. Of course, we cannot take heed if we are sleeping. And if we are watchful, of course, we must be awake all the time. You cannot just watch sleeping, brothers and sisters. So being awake means being watchful, being prayerful, and always hearing what the Spirit of the Lord says. Amen. And being in the state of slumber means the opposite of all this. Amen. We also have heard how that for God and his work, he has day and he has night. When it is day, it is time for God to do his work through his chosen vessels. Like Jesus said, I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day, for night cometh and no one can work. And we've learned that the day we are living in is a daytime for his work. So let us continue to do the work of God. Amen. We must not be sluggard. We must not be slothful and stop working. We must not sleep all the time. Let us do the work of him that sent us while it is day. For night cometh. Night means the tribulation period that is coming. Night means the closing of the grace among the Gentiles, that when this time come, no man can work. Amen. Now, for another scripture, I would like us to reflect on. This is our scripture reading for today, Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 to 11. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 to 11. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Verse 7. Which having no guide or seer or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep. Verse 10, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Amen. Now, we can see here that ants are wise beings. They prepare their meal, they prepare their food during summer. And so when rain come, when rains come, that they have food to eat. Amen. They are good example. They are our good example, brothers and sisters, to continue in the work of God, so that poverty on the spiritual things will not overtake us. Amen. Ministers, brothers and sisters, let us continue the work of God. Stay on guard. Stay prayerful. Stay being steadfast in heeding to the Lord's instruction, so that poverty, spiritual poverty, will not overtake the household of God. And everyone, every brother and sister has something to eat. Amen. Do not sleep or slumber. Hallelujah. Let us continue the work of God. And another scripture with the same book, the book of Proverbs, this has the same thought as in Proverbs 6. Let us read Proverbs 24. Proverbs 24 in verses 30 to 33. Proverbs 24. I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyards of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. Amen. Now, why did thorns and nettles had covered up the face of the field? The one we read in Proverbs 24. Because the owner is a sluggard. The owner is slothful. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep is what he is doing. And so, it is naturally that the field will be grown over with thorns and nettles. Amen. If the owner is a sluggard. And so, awake, ye men of God, and let us cultivate the vineyards of God. Amen. Let us continue to be awake. Let us continue to be found doing the works of God while it is day. Amen. Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, I hope this message inspire you to continue in your service to God. I pray that this sharing this week encourages us to always take heed, watch and pray without ceasing, and not to be slothful, not to be sluggard and just sleep. Amen. Now, let us pray for the closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your inspiration this week. Thank you, Father, for showing us that our very day is a day for your work, and that we should be awake and continue the work you give us. Thank you for giving us your might. Thank you for giving us your power, your strength, so that we can do that which pleases you. Be always our light, Lord. Guide us to fulfill what you desire. Fill us, O Lord, with thy Holy Spirit as we perform your ministry, that we will not just be going anywhere, but to the place and to the job you will us to do. Amen. Bless our days, and let us continue to walk with you in the precious name of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, let me sing a little song, The Message of His Coming. I like to sing this song. This is somehow part of, I mean, connected to the sharing, the thought that we have this week. The message of His coming. We're looking for His coming in the clouds of heaven, coming back to earth to cut away His own. Then may we all be ready when midnight cry is given to go and reign with Christ on His throne. Gladly may we hear of the message of His blessed appearing. Soon He's coming in glory, tell to one and all. Then awake, ye saints of the Lord, why slumber when the end is nearing? But get ready for the final call. We're longing for the glory that awaits the faithful, who shall overcome and every conflict win. Press ever bravely onward, the prize is life eternal to all who win the fight over sin. Gladly may we hear all the message of His blessed appearing. Soon He's coming in glory, tell to one and all. Then awake, ye saints of the Lord, His thunder in the end is nearing. But get ready for the final call. Amen. God bless you all, brothers and sisters. Shalom.